You are currently on the internet listening to processstories.com with your host, Amateur Blonde, music.com.
Hey everybody.
Hi everyone.
Hey guys.
Hey everybody.
First of all, I want to say congratulations to Alistair Audison and his release of his new record, Pathless Land, which is stunning. It's unbelievable. I did a little Instagram postino about it, and everyone's like, whoa, you exist. yes, I do exist. And yes, I recommend going straight away to Alistair Audison's website or Bandcamp or all where all things are sold and buying his record. I believe he's also selling vinyl. Pathless Land. Incredible record. It's the beginning of January. It's the beginning of 2021, and already we're getting some records that I mean, at least his record is, for me, is gonna, is right now, it's album of the year. Who's gonna top it? And of course, I hope somebody can top it. Of course, Alistair probably does too. I mean, we're all in this together, everybody.
Oh, it's
Hey, everybody.
It's true.
We are, though.
It's true.
And with last year being just such an internal time for everybody, I know that I personally, musically, I at first, when the pandemic started in March, April, May, I was just, I looked at my guitar with disgust. I was like, I had no time for you. It's just not important in the landscape. But then, over time, after my days, after Wednesdays and Fridays were the same day for multiple weeks, as Mrs. OT says, no two people should have to spend this much time together, which is true. I kind of got to work, and I think a lot of people did. I think a lot of people finished up projects that were like almost done, or they started writing tunes, and then they're going to record them this year. And I think we're going to see some stuff. I'm really excited about it. Yeah, sorry, everybody. I had to change my battery died on my phone. I was talking to my phone. I had to change over to the old computer here. And but of all the things I just mentioned, I think it's going to be really good, especially for the very resourceful recording artists out there who kind of do everything themselves, like myself. And obviously for the people who didn't have any really bad situations with their life happen because of the pando. I've been calling the pandemic the pando, which is just so bad. Just kind of, you know, I don't know why. Just because it's dumb and annoying. And sometimes when things are really dumb and annoying, that's when I'm at my best. you know, some people had like toxic relationships they didn't know were toxic until the pando arrived. And then there was just like highlighter, circle, red line through that obviously never going to work. And we learned that because we were forced to spend more time together, all of our time together at home. Or the opposite negative would be that where people were completely alone when the pando hit, and what was once bleak, a very bleak single life was made super bleak by the fact that you could potentially get sick and die from meeting somebody. And then there's the everybody like me who, without being too much of an ass here, have kind of really enjoyed this time to the degree that you can enjoy a pandemic. It's brought me and my number one a lot closer together. And it's caused me to take on a whole new level of mansplaining at home. And I've kind of learned a bunch of things that it's caused me to kind of like take stock of what I have and what's going for me, and what I already have that I don't need anything more to enjoy. There, that's what I meant to say. And a whole lot of mansplaining. Just completely off the rails, kind of talking about giving instructions on how to put a plastic bag into a garbage bin and insanity. Mansplaining is kind of one of those things that you're kind of taught, like racism. It doesn't have to be a man who's splaining, but it typically is a man who's splaining. And it's just that underlying tone of it is that it comes from somebody who's just expecting you to fail. It's like, I'm going to tell you how to do every step of this because I think that you aren't smart enough to do it correctly, or you just don't care, or you're just like going to do a half-assed job. So I'm going to mansplain this to you back to the Stone Age. And I'm going to give you a piece of flint, and I'm going to ask you to bang it up against another rock over some dry leaves. And when you see smoke or a flame, blow gently, kind of thing, you know. I don't know what it is. I think that if you're somebody who's has a great relationship, that the pando has caused you to kind of grow closer together through all of the absurdity, and to kind of, if you, hopefully you don't, you have a bone in your body that's not narcissistic. Although I'm pretty sure when I'm done with all these process stories here, I may be the most narcissistic person on the planet. But I'm just here to let you know, good people who are listening to this process story, this kind of look inside my music creation and everything, that I am aware of my mansplaining capabilities, my powers. And I'm also aware of trying to be aware as possible while setting up three cameras pointing at myself, writing a song, of my narcissistic tendencies. And, I don't believe that I should be some sort of omniscient resource for you going through life. I encourage you to learn things on your own, especially when I start talking about technical stuff and how I do things. I've made this whole concept of putting a camera on and exposing or whatever, making of my music and all of the stuff that goes into it as a kind of product, I guess you would say, that's free. I've been kind of turning this, this mango inside out here, not just to kind of tell you or say how things should be done, but just like, this is the way I do it. And this is how I've learned to do it. And then maybe why I learned to do it that way. Maybe it'll help. Maybe it won't. Maybe you find that interesting. You know, why does his sound sound like it does? And well, this is the way I do it. And then you may have been doing it a different way this whole time, and it's far better than the way I do it. And actually, if that is the case, if you're ever listening to my dumbass talk about something, you're like, he's doing it all wrong. He's just doing it all wrong. Will you just kind of tell me? Just tell me. I'm not looking to waste any time here as I'm crest like a champion the midpoint of my life, assuming I live to be 90 years old. All right, everybody, I think that's enough for now. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast process story, January 15th here, 2021, episode 4. Make sure you go to Alistair Ottesen's website, Alistair Ottesen. AlistairOttesen.com. Go to his website, just like I want you to go to mine. It's pretty killer. He's got videos. He's got videos and stuff up there, stuff you can't see elsewhere. And he's also got his record there. If you click on it, it'll take you to where you can buy it on Bandcamp. Blessings to him. Blessings to Miles and everybody who worked on that record. It's just exquisite. And I keep listening to it over and over and over. It is just so cool. There's just so many things about it to say. So I just hope that you, unscrew your wallet and buy the limited edition vinyl. Why not? Why not own it? He's going to give you the tracks for free, but you can also have a piece of vinyl. So there you have it. Blessings to you.
Bye bye. See bye.